Exploring the Complexities of Love and Desire. Mating in Captivity. Chapter 1. Summary of Mating in Captivity. Mating in Captivity is a book by Esther Perel that explores the challenges of maintaining desire and intimacy in long-term relationships. Perel argues that the pursuit of love and security in a relationship often leads to a decrease in passion and sexual desire. She suggests that couples can cultivate eroticism by maintaining a sense of separateness, embracing novelty and spontaneity, and cultivating mystery and intrigue in their relationship. By balancing intimacy with autonomy, couples can keep the spark alive and create a more fulfilling and passionate partnership. Chapter 2. The Meaning of Mating in Captivity. Mating in Captivity is a book written by therapist and author Esther Perel. In this book, Perel explores the intricacies of maintaining passion and desire within long-term relationships. She challenges the notion that love and desire are inherently at odds with each other and suggests that it is possible to have both within a committed relationship. Perel discusses the importance of maintaining a sense of erotic intelligence within a partnership and offers practical advice for reigniting passion and intimacy. Overall, Mating in Captivity encourages readers to rethink traditional ideas about love and relationships and offers a fresh perspective on how to navigate the complexities of intimacy and desire within a long-term partnership. Chapter 3. Mating in Captivity Chapters. Chapter 1. Romantic Love and Domesticity. Perel explores the concept of romantic love in the context of long-term relationships and how it can be affected by domesticity. She discusses how the desire for security and stability in a relationship can sometimes conflict with the need for passion and excitement. Chapter 2. The Pitfalls of Modern Intimacy. Perel examines the challenges of maintaining intimacy in long-term relationships, including the impact of monogamy and the pressure to be everything to a partner. She also discusses the role of technology in modern relationships and how it can both facilitate and hinder intimacy. Chapter 3. Beyond the Honeymoon Phase. Perel delves into the evolution of relationships over time and how the dynamic between partners can shift as they move beyond the initial stages of romance. She explores the notion of retaining individuality within a relationship while still fostering intimacy and connection. Chapter 4. The 1-2 Punch of Domesticity and Eroticism. Perel discusses how the routine of domestic life can affect eroticism in a relationship and offers suggestions for maintaining desire and passion. She explores the concept of creating a balance between stability and excitement in a long-term partnership. Chapter 5. When We Stray. Perel examines the impact of infidelity on relationships and delves into the underlying reasons why people cheat. She discusses the role of betrayal in relationships and the potential for healing and growth in the aftermath of infidelity. Chapter 6. The Pitfalls of Too Much Togetherness. Perel explores the concept of autonomy within a relationship and the importance of maintaining individuality and space. She discusses the challenges of merging two lives into one and offers strategies for preserving a sense of self within a partnership. Chapter 7. The Invisible Ménage à Trois. Perel discusses the role of fantasy and imagination in maintaining desire and passion in a relationship. She explores the concept of incorporating fantasy into sexual intimacy and the impact of shame and taboo on eroticism. Chapter 8. Reconciling the Erotic and the Domestic. Perel offers practical advice for bridging the divide between the domestic and the erotic in a relationship. She discusses the importance of communication, creativity, and self-awareness in fostering intimacy and desire. Chapter 9. Eros in the Shadow of Trauma. Perel explores the impact of past trauma on relationships and the ways in which unresolved issues can affect intimacy and connection. She discusses the role of therapy and healing in overcoming trauma and rebuilding trust and intimacy. Chapter 10. Love and Limerence. Perel discusses the difference between love and limerence, exploring the notion of long-term passion and desire in a committed relationship. She delves into the complexities of maintaining intimacy and connection over time and offers insights into cultivating lasting love. Chapter 4. 10 Quotes from Mating in Captivity. 1. In the private realm of intimate relationships, one of the greatest challenges is to maintain the passion and excitement that characterizes the early stages of a romance. 2. The challenge is to recapture the sense of novelty and exploration that is inherent in new relationships while still maintaining the stability and security that comes with a long-term commitment. 3. Mating in captivity is about balancing the conflicting desires for security and adventure, stability and novelty, intimacy and independence. 4. Passion thrives on mystery, on the unknown, on the uncertainty of what the other person will do or say next. 5. Love does not thrive on predictability, on control, on knowing everything there is to know about the other person. 6. To maintain passion in a long-term relationship, it is important to embrace the unknown, to cultivate a sense of wonder and curiosity about your partner. 7. Eroticism is about embracing the unknown, about exploring the edges of our comfort zones, about pushing against the boundaries of our own desires. 8. True intimacy requires a willingness to be vulnerable, to let down our defenses, to share our deepest fears and desires with another person. 9. Passion requires both security and freedom, both stability and risk, both predictability and surprise. 10. In the end, the key to maintaining passion in a long-term relationship is to balance the conflicting desires for security and adventure, stability and novelty, intimacy and independence.